about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about the price disparity of hospitals and that study that came out regarding appendicitis and why there was such a varying degree of cost, why that could happen, what should we do about it. All right, we're also going to talk about these teenagers drinking hand sanitizer. I don't know why they have nothing better to do. Shouldn't they be studying? Shouldn't they be getting summer jobs right about now, starting to look at applications? No, you know, no. Maybe looking at college entrance exams, studying for the SAT. No, they're drinking hand sanitizer to get drunk. Also, I guess they took roundworm genetic material and decided to clone a sheep out of it. We're going to talk about that and why they would do that. So as you can see, very busy day. But I want to hear from you guys. Okay, we talked about a lot of great topics today, but we've had some great calls, and I don't want that to stop. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it's toll-free. If not, if you're sick of letters and you want numbers, 1-877-362-3254. Okay. So the study found that to get your appendix removed at one hospital, it was $182,000. Yet at another hospital, $1,500. Why such a disparity? Okay. Study researcher Dr. Renee Hasaya, an assistant professor at emergency medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, said most patients have no idea what their bill will be when they enter the hospital, when they leave the hospital, and those who provide care are usually unaware of how much their treatment recommendations cost. Absolutely. Which is a problem with our healthcare system. Absolutely. Huge problem. Okay. Now I guess we're up to 50 million people uninsured. And cash patients usually pay their entire bills. All right? Of course, always ask for a discount, always ask for a payment plan, but no way. Who can cover $182,000? Who has that for an appendix removal? It's ridiculous. Okay, so how could the same procedure, the same illness have such a different range in price? Well, you know, we do know some people with appendicitis, right? They're, you know, treating some of them with antibiotics and they're not even doing the surgery. Some people are getting the surgery, but they get to go home later that night. Some people are staying overnight in the hospital. Some people have complications. Maybe their appendicitis actually burst, so they have to have the peritoneal washings and the IV antibiotics and the exploratory surgery, which is more expensive. Some people having a simple type of appendix surgery, appendectomy, maybe we'll get a little post-op infection and then have to stay an extra day or two to get antibiotics. So you see, the problem lies where one illness, you can't cookbook and come up with a recipe for what exactly needs to be done and then know the cost. You know, if you're going to go into the hospital for having an issue, there's really not a number anybody could give you because we have no idea if you're going to be dizzy afterwards or nauseated and going to want medicine. We have no idea if you're not going to tolerate the pain medicine and want new pain medicine. We have no idea if your blood pressure is going to start dropping in the middle of post-op when you're coming out of recovery, and then you're going to need some dopamine or medication to restore your blood pressure. We don't know. Okay, this is the human body. This is medicine. It's very variable. Now, some people could say, well, Dahlia, you know what they should do? They should just come up with a rounded number. All right, but my worry about that is, let's say they say 20,000. Okay, what happens if you need that little extra TLC? What happens if you need to stay just one more day? You know, you think one of the stitches may not take. You're afraid because you got, you know, three kids at home. You want one more day to recover. You prepay, they're going to kick you out. You know, this prepay care Or that's exactly what happens with HMOs. With HMOs, they get you out of there as quickly as possible. The pay-as-you-go has in the past worked. People say, look, I want to stay an extra day, et cetera. Now, some people go, you know, get me out of here, and they want to leave as soon as they get off the operating table. We can't do that, you know, because you're gonna, something's going to happen. You know, something could happen to you. You could fall, et cetera, get an infection, bust a stitch. But you see, there's no way to tell. There's no way. I've seen some appendectomies go absolutely smooth. I've seen others that should have gone smooth. Person's in the hospital 10 days. Then they get a pneumonia or they get a nosocomial infection from the hospital and the price goes up. So the problem is this $182,000 might not have been just a simple appendectomy. Now in the study, they said charges range from $1,500 to $182,000. Median price was $33,600, meaning half the patients were charged more than that, half charged less. Said the variation of price could partly be explained by differences in hospital ownership, whether a hospital was nonprofit, for-profit, county-owned, whether it was a trauma center, teaching hospital, but about one-third of the variation still remained unexplained. All right? They say charges have very little to do with what is actually paid by insurers. Now, again, I've always said this. I think our system with insurance is absolutely stupid. Doctors give a number, and the insurance companies never pay it. They bring that price down, right? And so a doctor that works with only insurance companies, I don't even know why he sets a price. But again, the reason why you have an insurance company is to negotiate the price with the doctor. The insurance company negotiates the price all the way down, probably knocks it 70-80%. You pay the 20%, insurance company gets premiums just for negotiating with the doctor. Why don't we get the insurance company out of there, right? Why don't we just have doctors just charge the nominal amount? They don't have to pay for billing. They don't have to pay for billing software. They don't have to bill for electronic systems like that. They don't have to, you know, deal with hopefully collections. You pay cash, you pay up front. No insurance company, no middleman, and the discounted rate. I think it's ridiculous that insurance companies don't pay anything, really, for the most part. You're paying the most of it, and you're paying insurance companies for negotiating even while you're paying the premiums. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so what's going on here? Scientists have cloned a sheep using good fat from a worm. I don't know why, but let's look at this. Chinese scientists have cloned a genetically modified sheep containing good type of fat found naturally in nuts, seeds, fish, leafy greens. Oh, I get it. They want to make lamb that's healthy. A sheep, I guess. We'll see. The good type of fat found in nuts, seeds, fish, and leafy greens. That helps reduce risk of heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. They took a fat gene from a roundworm. Okay? And from what I understand, they inserted the gene that is linked to the production of polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are the better ones, into a donor cell taken from the ear of a Chinese Merino sheep. Then this cell was inserted into an unfertilized egg and implanted into the womb of a surrogate sheep. They say the gene was originally from the C. elegans roundworm, which has been shown in previous studies to increase unsaturated fatty acids, which is very good for human health. I see. China, which has to feed 22% of the world's population, but only has 7% of the world's arable land, has devoted plenty of resources in recent years to increasing domestic production of grain, meat, and other food products. But there are concerns about the safety of genetically modified foods, absolutely, and it will be some years before meat from such transgenic animals finds its way into Chinese food markets. That is creepy. Taking roundworm fat gene and inserting it into a little creepy here. I mean, okay, it's cool. Absolutely, it's cool. I think genetic engineering is cool. It just, I feel like when you genetically engineer something, you know, you're messing with nature. I mean, what if nature never intended roundworm to be mixed with sheep? You know, you just don't know. It's a little nerve-wracking here. So I guess, you know, it's, I mean, I understand, you know, it's worse to starve, all right? But I think they really need to test what some of these clone animals are doing. Just kind of, you know, just but before you just feed it to the masses or bring it into our restaurants. Okay. Now, another thing, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Last year, we reported how doctors wanted to play around with mushrooms and ecstasy, not for themselves, but to treat on patients with terminal cancer. Well, it looks like they had some good results, and they think these street drugs can ease suffering of dying patients. Recent studies at Harvard, UCLA, and Johns Hopkins, all right, have actually reported, Dr. Jen Halpern, and this has been reported in the New York Times and Fox News, et cetera, tested ecstasy, MDMA, to determine if it would ease the anxieties of two patients with terminal cancer. At UCLA and Hopkins, doctors Charles Grob and Ronald Griffith used psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, to help cancer patients pass their fears of dying. They say the results were very good. In many cases, patients are able to cope with their physical pain and psychological turmoil better than before. Some, they say, feel the drugs open doors of perception previously closed to them. I'm sure they did, allowing them to make peace with their lives and the impending of their lives. Okay. They say the likelihood of creating an ecstasy or mushroom addict out of a terminal cancer patient is zero. They say, and while we all know that there's risks taken earlier in life, the risks really aren't something that they're as concerned about when these patients are terminal. Yeah, now, what do you think about this? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm not a fan of Kevorkian, right? And I know he's passed away. Rest in peace. Not a huge fan of euthanasia by any means. But what do we do with patients in hospice right now? We give them whatever they need. And we should. We try to make their dying the most peaceful process. And there's amazing hospices. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have Nathan Adelson Hospice. They did an amazing job with my grandmother. They do amazing jobs with my patients. You know, and they do, using pain medicine, being as, you know, being as nurturing as they can. But some people, it doesn't work. It's not enough. And, you know, these street drugs, even though they're street drugs, they are chemicals. And if they could ensure the safety of the patient and not induce something quicker than has to be induced, you know, I mean, many people with terminal cancer, I've seen them live. I had a patient stage 4, told he was terminal. He lived 15 years. You know, I know what they're talking about. They're talking about the people that are probably in hospice, you know, at the end. And I'm not that opposed to it, no. You know, I mean, I don't want the family trying to take some. I mean, I'd want to make sure, you know, it was instituted and there was proof that it was given to the patient. But very interesting nonetheless. Okay. All right. We were talking about mad cow disease. They found a cow, dairy cow in mid-California that had tested positive for mad cow disease. Now, we spent some time in the previous hour talking about this, so we won't belabor too much. But basically, mad cow disease is called bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Basically, there's an abnormal protein called a prion that acts kind of like a virus a little bit. It's infectious. And with this bovine spongiform encephalopathy, it attacks the cows, goes into their central nervous system, makes them very erratic, moody, grumpy, hence mad cow. That's also why rabid animals, we talked about rabies, animals with rabies are very grumpy, angry, very inconsistent, scary, because of course the rabies virus affects them neurologically, so that's what happens. Now, the reason why it's called bovine spongiform encephalopathy is the damage this prion does to the brain, it makes it spongy on pathology. I mean, it just eats out the brain. Now, why do people freak out about mad cow disease if humans really can't have mad cow disease? It can't. Humans can't. Well, the reason why is they found in England a decade or two ago that if, or a couple decades ago, that people who ate meat infected with mad cow disease ended up getting something which was a variant of it called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is another neurological disease that causes psychiatric symptoms, neurological symptoms, even death. So, of course, I think stocks went down today. I think everybody was freaking out with the cattle industry because they found one. Now, they need to test more. They need to. I mean, they have to. I think this was a random check. I don't know too much about what happened in terms of how they determined this. But, yeah, we want to make sure we don't have mad cow. But, oh, boy. Imagine what that would happen globally. You know, I mean, no, don't eat American meat. That's going to be horrible. I hope not. I hope this was a rare case. And they said this was a very rare case compared to, I think one was found in 2006. I mean, it, you know, we really don't have that many cases of this. But, you know, we need to, and you can't really tell with the meat. You can't tell by the taste. You can't tell. So we're kind of looking at that, and we'll keep you posted. Now, speaking about brains and eating up the brain, cocaine use, they found, chronic cocaine use, we know it hurts the brain. We know it makes you moody. We know it gives you mood disorders. We know it makes you hyper, can make you bipolar, lose weight, lose your job, lose your spouse. But it also makes you lose your brain cells and actually speeds up brain aging. British researchers scanned the brains of 60 people with cocaine dependence and 60 people with no history of substance abuse and found that with cocaine dependence, they had less gray matter of the brain. Now, when I look at CT scans or MRIs of the brain, you could tell those people who atrophied. Okay, the gray matter, the outside of the brain, it shrinks. So I could kind of tell if somebody's in their 80s, if somebody's in their 60s or 50, you know, 40s, etc., based on how much gray matter they have and how much of the brain fills up the skull. Well, in this particular study, they said cocaine users, we're talking chronic cocaine use, they lost about 3.8 milliliters of brain volume a year, which is twice the normal rate of brain volume, which is 1.69 milliliters. 3.08 milliliters is more than a half a teaspoon. Okay, that'll add up and add up quickly. I just didn't like finding out that we're losing almost a fifth of a teaspoon. I don't want to lose any brain matter. 1.69 milliliters per year. Anyway, they say the increased decline in brain volume in the cocaine users was most noticeable in the prefrontal and temporal cortex, regions, of course, associated with attention, decision-making, self-regulation, memory, etc. Excuse me. Now, they say this speed at losing your brain matter, of course, could be a sign of aging. But I also think it's the reason why we see such erratic behavior. I mean, people who used to do speed, many of them, or cocaine, I should say, you know, but cocaine's from speed. Many of these people, they just never feel right again. You know, I check their heart. Sometimes I help them with insomnia issues, help them with mood issues. But, you know, sometimes you just never recover, well, probably because of brain atrophy. And cocaine is used by about 21 million people worldwide. I bet it's even more than that. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more to talk about. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever. Camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. This study looked at the best seat on an airplane and the least desirable seat on an empty. Apparently, Skyscanner today came out with their results. It surveyed. It's kind of cute, this story, this study. The site surveyed more than 1,000 airline passengers on their seat preferences. The study did not consider the extra legroom factor, bulkhead seats, etc. All right. They looked at which section of the aircraft they chose and whether they sat in the middle, aisle, or window. So out of 1,000 people, okay, 46% wanted to sit in the front, 62% wanted an even seat number, only 1% would choose a middle seat over a window or aisle seat. 7% said they would choose the back row. The most popular seat choice, here we go, drum roll please, 6A. The least desirable seat, 31E. Middle. I guess 6A is a window. They say it's well positioned for those wanting to disembark the aircraft quickly without being too close to the hustle and bustle of the front toilets. That makes sense. Okay. Or the lavatories, they call them. I'm reading this from an English journal, so that's probably why they call them toilets. in French. They say 31E is the most unpopular because it's an awkward middle seat towards the rear of the aircraft, which is neither close to the exit doors or the toilets. There is always a great rush to get on board and get that favorite seat, and they think it's really interesting that there are so many differing opinions on this. All right, that's kind of interesting. Now, here's my thing. I'm a little shocked. 1% would choose a middle seat over a window or aisle seat. When I was little, I don't know which plane crash this was, but there was a child that lived through a plane crash. Do you guys remember this? I don't know. I doubt it was the New York one. This is when I was growing up in the 80s. I don't remember which one because I don't know if there were any survivors in that one that crashed. Was it like a Delta in New York? I don't remember. It was years ago. We're talking 30 plus years ago. But anyway, there was one plane crash where a kid survived because he was sitting in between two obese people in the middle. And I guess as that seat ejected outward and was bouncing around, he had the cushion of the obese people and he survived. So I remember as a kid, I was going, I better sit in the middle because if God forbid there's a plane crash, I can live through it. Now, we all know that's not always the case. But I just always thought the middle seat was the safest because you're in between. I never liked the window seats over the wings. I think the wings are kind of boring. I do not like looking at the engine. You can't sleep well with the engine. But we usually go near the back. But I don't want to be too far back because then people standing in line are there and they're looking at you sleeping or they're watching what you're looking on the laptop. Although be careful, somebody was looking at child porn, right? And somebody saw that and he got arrested as he got off the flight. Good for them. But, you don't want somebody to say, oh, I saw them looking at that, and then you weren't looking at it. So anyway, I'd probably pick the mid-30s. I go where the overhead compartments are empty because of the suitcase charges, we overstuff our carry-ons. So I don't want somebody to say, you see what I mean? And you get caught with an overstuffed carry-on, not only going in to the plane, but sometimes if you get in, you get caught because you're like the last one on the plane and the flight attendant is trying to shove your overstuffed bag into overhead compartments that can't fit. She's in a rush to get the plane off the ground. She's mad that you overstuffed your bag. Now you're busted and they got to throw it down below. So I like to be early on the plane. I'll go to the back. I don't care wherever the overhead compartments are open so I can put it in there because when you put it in there, kind of lays low. It's below the radar. Okay, so that's what I do. Interesting stuff. Okay, that's it with planes. I like that. 6A is the best seat, 31E considered the worst seat. Nothing about safety. I would love, though, to see something on the safety. I'd love for them to say, you know, in all these plane crashes we've had, if anybody survived, it was row 33. But you want to know what? I don't think they will because you're going to have people that will only fly on row 33 or whatever row. So, but that would be an interesting study. That would be an absolute interesting study. Okay, here we go. Kids drinking hand sanitizer. California doctors are warning parents of what may be the fastest growing dangerous trend after six local teenagers were hospitalized in separate incidences with alcohol poisoning from drinking hand sanitizer. These kids are idiots. Idiots. What are they doing? Los Angeles Times reported some of the teenagers use salt to separate the alcohol. Yeah. If they're this smart, if they're this crafty and knowledgeable in chemistry, don't you think they'd be smart enough to not do the drinking to begin with? It blows my mind. Anyway, I guess, and I don't want you kids taking notes with this one, okay? I'm just telling, you know, just reading a headline here. Los Angeles Times reported that some of the teenagers use salt to separate the alcohol from the sanitizer using instructions found online. If a liquid sanitizer contains 62% ethyl alcohol, that means a drink could be as high as 120 proof. Whereas a shot of hard liquor, like whiskey or vodka, is 80 proof. That doesn't mean percent. 80 proof versus 120 proof. Just a few sips and you have a drunk teenager. This is absolutely ridiculous. Teens who presented to the emergency room had symptoms such as slurred speech, a burning sensation in the stomach. Of course, some teens were so drunk, they need to be monitored in the emergency room. Call their parents, let them see. You know what you should do? You should videotape them drunk and put it online. That's what you should do. But anyway, teach them. You're going to get directions online. We'll put you online if you follow those directions. All right, so they say this is on its way up. We are seeing more and more of these cases. And honestly, these kids, you know, well, it's interesting because the kids didn't admit to drinking alcohol, and they weren't lying. They really didn't think it was alcohol. So when they came into the ER, right, drunk, dizzy, vomiting, ER doc said, how much alcohol did you drink? They go, I didn't drink any. Nothing. No whiskey, no vodka, nothing. They probably have a name. You know how they have, you know, they call things huffing and they call pills popping. I told you guys about that. One of the biggest things teenagers do now is they take all their parents' pills, put it in a bowl. So you got your parents' Valium, your parents' Percocet, Viagra, their diet pill, who knows what, Xanax. They take a handful of it, they pop the pills, and then they down it with some alcohol. All right, yeah, so your kids, while you're downstairs watching TV, your kids are upstairs going into your medicine cabinet. So watch for that. So anyway, these kids coming into the ER deny drinking alcohol. They had no smell of alcohol on their breath. But, thank God, ER docs do tox screens. And we look to see what is high in your blood, whether it's drugs, alcohol, etc., and they're able to find alcohol. Now, these kids could die. They can die. I mean, just stupid stuff. So know what your kids are doing. Know what your kids are doing. And if the hand sanitizer is missing, okay, it's not because your kid is being very clean. All right? They're drinking out of it. Okay. Here's a study. If you try on swimsuits, you may feel more anxious or depressed. Negative thoughts of the way you look in a bathing suit exacerbate feelings of self-objectification, which basically reduces women to thinking they're being evaluated as objects. No, it's not that. Okay? What it is we try on the bathing suit and we don't fit. We see our tummy fat. We see our cellulite. We know we're going to be with our best friend who is probably a size 2. We're embarrassed and we don't want to go to the beach. That's what happens. But it is. Trying on bathing suits. This was a study. Flinders University psychologist Marika Tigerman decided to do the study. Actually, Australian researchers, all right, seem to confirm the fear that women have of trying on bikinis and one-piece suits. Well, of course they do. You know, personally, I don't think I could ever wear a bikini again like I used to. And I'm sad about it. You're right about that. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old, and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger, or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, my Facebook fan page. If I don't have any more room to add you on my regular Facebook, I'm honestly weeding that out. I could have more people. They only max you out at 5,000 people on your regular Facebook account, but my Facebook fan page, I could have as many people as I want. So please come on there, because I really use the Facebook fan page more than my regular Facebook, and we could communicate better that way. Of course, go to my website at drdahlia.com, and you can email me your medical questions. But if you do go to the website, sign in to the guest book. Let me know where you're listening from. I love to know where you're listening from, how you're listening. And if the Dr. Dahlia Show is not on locally in your local city, contact your news talk station. Email them or call them and say, bring Dr. Dahlia. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Kyle and Chad, who have been working the dials. We have had a great show this evening. I urge you, listen to some of the earlier hours of the show. You could go to my website and hit the on-demand button, and you could listen to what we talked about, workaholics, and this new test that helps determine if you're a workaholic. It was great. Of course, I passed with flying colors. I'm so proud of myself. I'm a total workaholic. We talked about alcoholism. We talked about prostate numbers and, you know, what's quote unquote, the danger zone and what isn't the danger zone. We talked about, we talked about a variety of things, some really, really good issues. So please tune in if you missed anything by listening on demand. You could start and stop it, do whatever you need. Okay, what else happened in the news? Well, it looks like in Naples, Florida, a man who did not pay for his dollar soda at McDonald's faces 5 years in jail. Okay, now I know many of you, you go to the drink counter, right? You may have a little water cup, or you may use your kid's Happy Meal cup, and then you go and fill it back up, and we all drink from the Happy Meal cup. We've all done that, right? My kid gets a soda with his meal, so we drink his soda, right? I'm not going to spend $2 on a soda. Anyway. All right, but you're not supposed to. That's stealing. You're not supposed to do that. A man faces up to 5 years behind bars after being accused of walking out of a McDonald's without paying for a dollar cup of soda. 52-year-old Mark Abair from Naples, Florida, has been charged with felony. We're talking felony, people, for stealing the drink. Just because it's out there doesn't mean it's out there for you to take. All right? He has been charged with felony after staff said he stole from the fast food joint in East Naples. This happened around 10 p.m. He entered the restaurant. We're talking about a dollar drink. But honestly, it's stealing. 10 p.m. comes into the McDonald's restaurant, asked for a drink of water. The staff handed him a courtesy cup as a courtesy, which is really nice. Very courteous staff. The courteous staff, as a courtesy, gave him a courtesy cup. He filled up with soda instead of water. Then he sat outside. During a conversation with the manager, he refused to pay for the soda valued at $1 and refused to leave the premises. He also verbally abused the manager. So the manager, who had the courteous staff that as a courtesy gave a courtesy cup, was not treated courteously. The word of the day on the Dr. Dahlia Show is courteous. Because of previous petty theft convictions, the charge for drinking the soda was increased from a misdemeanor to a felony. So that's how it happened. In Florida, a third-degree felony means stand your ground. Now, a third-degree felony can result in a sentence of up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine where he won't get soda. He faces additional misdemeanor counts of trespassing and disorderly intoxication, I guess, from the soda. He is in jail, and bond is set at $6,500. Wow. I tell you, what is going on with McDonald's in the news? What is going on? And remember we had that gentleman who spit in the drink of the mom and the kid? You know, what's going on? Boy, McDonald's, you think McDonald's is liking it? Do you think McDonald's likes getting all this news? You know? Well, someone who's getting a lot of publicity is the woman and her boss, who she gave a kidney to. You guys heard about this. We talked about this yesterday, where a mother of two donated her kidney to a boss, actually moved back to the job. She was away, happy with her other job. She moves back, works for the employer. Employer kind of starts grooming her for the transplant surgery because the donor that she was going to be able to have fell through. The mom, even though she wasn't a perfect match, gave her organ to somebody along the transplant lineup. You know, that's what you do. You bring somebody who's willing to give a kidney. Then you have a bunch of people willing to give kidneys, and they swap the kidneys with the people that need it. So your organ buddies do a kidney swap with the people who need it. So your kidney may not go to your particular friend, but it'll go to somebody else, and then your friend will get somebody, you know, somebody else's kidney. Well, anyway, you guys heard about the story. She, a few days after the kidney started to get yelled at by the woman who received the transplant, and keep in mind, the woman was probably on the immunosuppressants, and we talked about the steroids. Steroids make you very grumpy or whatever, but it actually got to the point where the donor got demoted. Then she got moved 50 miles from the store to another location, and then when she complained about it, she got fired. Well, now she wants her kidney back. Now, see, what's interesting about that is I was saying yesterday she could at least know that she gave her kidney to somebody else. Okay, the kidney did not go to her boss. The kidney went to somebody else. And so she helped save a life. Maybe she could find some solace in that. It wasn't all for naught. But no. She wants that kidney back. She has filed a legal complaint at the New York Human Rights Commission claiming that the woman groomed her for the organ and then fired her, even though the boss said she did thank her for the gift. I don't know if she said thanks. I don't know if she did a fist bump. I don't know how much thanks was involved. But anyway, she wants this kidney back, as well as multiple millions of dollars. And I can understand why she's upset. I can understand. I mean, I would be absolutely livid and furious. It just, you know, and of course, you know, I think this boss is an absolute, you know, I just can't believe this could happen. Now, of course, they're saying there's two sides to every story, right? They're saying, look, you know, there's more to this, you know, but then on the flip side, you know, imagine if you're the boss, and I'm not saying anything to protect the boss, because right now the boss is the bad guy until proven innocent. I mean, it shouldn't be like that way, but this story just wrenches all our hearts. But, you know, think about it, okay? Be very careful taking an organ from an employee, okay? Because you really may not be able to fire them later if this woman is able to successfully sue. All right, and again, I mean, if there's a jury, it's really going to, you know, pull at their heartstrings. And I want her to get compensation for the kidney. That'll be nice. But think about it, though. You know, if you need something that heroic from a staff member, but something happens down the line and that staff member has to be fired, it could get pretty ugly. You know, maybe you want to get the kidney from an unknown donor. You know, we've been talking about the whole transplant issue and why it's in such peril. Because number one is there's not enough organs. Number two, they're starting to change the system such that if you're in town, let's say you live in L.A., and you are 65 years old and you need a new kidney, and you've been waiting on the transplant list, and they find a match. They find a donor, they find a match. And it's a 25-year-old girl that was in a car accident, in a coma. You're going to get her kidney. They will ship the kidney to New York if there's a 35-year-old who can match as well. Why? Because the 35-year-old is younger than you and you're 65. They're going to want the young organs going to the younger people. Now, because of that, I told all of you to get an organ buddy. Find somebody. You don't have to hold their hand, but find somebody who's an organ buddy, okay, who will give you an organ, even if it's not a match. Because what happens is you get to be moved up on the transplant list, or what these doctors do is they have a lineup, you know, like I said, where, you know, somebody throws a kidney in, somebody gets a kidney, and somebody else. I think they play like hot potato. Anyway, a weird case. All right, guys, great night. Please go to my website, sign into my guest book, and follow me on Twitter. But most importantly, stay safe. God bless our troops. God bless America. And God bless you.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.